Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Jen, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I think you've been on a podcast episode before, haven't you, or have you not?
I think this is my second or third.
Yeah, I think we'll find the old podcast and put them in the show notes. I know you've been on the podcast at least once.
At least once. Build your mastermind friends, something like that.
I don't know. You're like an OG. You've been around since the beginning.
Yes.
I don't remember. How did you first find me and or Organize 365? Do you remember?
I do. So when I was first starting my business, I was looking for podcasts of other organizers and just curious on what they do and how they did it. And I found the POTT, Professional Organizers Think Tank. So I started to listen to that. And when I started to listen to that, it introduced me to your podcast. So I started to listen to that podcast. And at that time, I was transitioning, working a full-time job and wanting to start my business. And I really got the kick to do it. I want to say that was 2016,
yeah.
The fall of 2016 when I was doing that. I actually opened my business in 2017. And in the meantime, this was before the Sunday basket.
I was going to say, this is before a physical Sunday basket. This is before I was a corporation, like. Woo, yeah, we're going way back in time.
Yes. So when I did my Sunday basket, I did the no-no of putting your work and your personal together. And I actually use it as an example, the pictures of it when I work with clients, because it is a hot mess.
There is no work-life balance, but there should be work-life paper separation is what we say. Like, you should not put it in the same box. It does not help your brain at all.
It didn't. And that's one of the reasons I show people the progression of it. And I said, well, I did have it all in one area. So that was step one. Step two was I needed to separate it so I could actually get productive with it. And that made all the difference. So before you had the pretty slash pocket, you know, we all did the go to the store and get whatever they had and, you know, make it work. But now it's much cleaner and prettier because I've matched my slash pockets to my email, to my desktop, to my binders.
So yeah, like 2016, you heard the call when I was moving from the LLC to the corporation. I hired 7 people in 7 weeks. You were one of those 7 people.
Yeah.
And came on for probably about 7 months. And you helped me as we literally, like, we got the 1.0 slash pockets. And then in December, we got the 2.0 that were defective. And then we had to get more 2.0s. And then in March, we got the Sunday basket. And so when you came on with your live event experience at that time, like, I was thinking I would do that all the time. Maybe I will in the future. But it was just that 7 months where we did a couple of trade shows, homeschool trade shows. You helped me with the very first Embrace that was in Dallas. That I just, like, in November decided I was going to do. And I put a date out there and started selling tickets. And you're like, so, and I got a hotel. I did get a hotel. And you're like, so, what else do you have planned? I was like, nothing. And you were like, all right, let's start a Google spreadsheet. And you really showed me what goes into these live events. There was a lot of things. You handled hashtag all the details. If you guys were not at that very first Embrace event, we actually called it Rise. It was before I knew Rachel Hollis, or before most people knew Rachel Hollis. And she had an event called Rise as well, which is when I changed it to Embrace. The next year I changed it to Embrace because I didn't want people to be confused. But all I did was get a hotel. Now, the funny thing about that hotel is I signed a contract. I was at another conference, found a hotel online, signed a contract while I was at a conference. It's not how you're supposed to do it, by the way. And then that hotel did not disclose they were going through a renovation.
Oh, yes.
And so they went through a renovation after they took my contract, and they were not done renovating that hotel when we arrived on site. And we had done a homeschool convention in Fort Worth, Texas, a couple mm-hmm. months earlier. And you and I decided to go to that hotel just to like check it out. Cause of course I had signed up for it sight unseen. Cause you know, ready, fire, aim. And we walked in and you and I were like, oh no. And they're like, we'll have it done by the time of your conference. No, they did not. They did not have it done. Jen, do you remember walking in there and the whole atrium, like the whole reason why I book everything at Embassy Suites, because I love their atrium. The atrium is a cement slab with this huge tarp. Remember that? And I went in there and I don't often, but I raised holy. And I was like, hi, have all these people coming? And there is a tarp. And apparently the employees there at the hotel, like were like ready for the tarp to be down, but nobody would take the tarp down. And I like stood there until they took the tarp down, and they did, they took the tarp down for us. It was still a cement slab of an atrium, but at least it didn't have this ugly tarp.
Well, cause from your rooms, because of the atrium, the way the room
is so bad,
when you go to your rooms, you can look at the top of the tarp and you're like,
it was so bad. So bad. And you were like, it's okay. And you just kept saying, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. We're going to do this. This is what we're going to do next. It's going to be just fine. And I was like, there is a tarp over the entire atrium. I was losing my mind.
Yeah. And I come from a construction background. So I'm like, I'm looking at the progress and I don't think what yes. they say and the reality is matching right now.
And I'm like, oh, no, Jen, they said they're going to have it done. It'll be done. I trust them. It'll be done. It was not done.
We still had a great conference.
Oh, my gosh. It was great. And after that, I was like, why did I do this in Dallas? Like, what was my thought process about flying my whole team to Dallas? And it was just because I thought that I had to have like a destination location. I don't know. I had all these like mental thoughts. And as I was flying home, I was like, Cincinnati. I live in Cincinnati. Plenty of venues in Cincinnati. Airplanes come to Cincinnati. People will come to Cincinnati.
Yes, they will.
And they have. So anyways, yeah. So we got to know each other really well that year.
Yes.
And you were transitioning from, you hadn't transitioned out of working full-time, but you definitely were full-time working on growing your professional organization business, which now you have definitely transitioned full-time into. So just like a recap, what was your like home paper business organizing journey? What'd that look like?
So that journey, I've always been uber organized at work. At home, I didn't really have a lot to manage, I didn't think, at home until I started to actually do work from home. And then it was a matter of, then all these piles started to form. And I was like, okay, well, I got house stuff to take care of. I got personal stuff and I have work stuff, and the piles became unproductive. And that's when I was like, there's got to be a better way. I can't have stuff flat on the surface because I spend more time rifling through it than actually getting anything done. And when you're trying to work a full-time job, your home job, I'll call it, and, you know, start a business and do side work, it's kind of like the worlds collide. Yeah. So I had to find a way to really get that more organized. And it was more about my action stuff. My archive, I was fine. I had my filing cabinet. Everything's neatly filed in there. I had binders that I used. But it was really about the action items. And that's what really prompted me to do the Sunday basket for home. And then a second one for my business. And I actually have a third one for consulting. And a fourth one for stuff we're not going to get to. And because it's about being more realistic about your projects. And I know that sounds awful that I'm like, I have four baskets, but in order, everything needed the slot so I could keep action. And that's why that fourth basket is more of a holding basket for holding the ideas and thoughts that you're not going to get to this quarter, but you might next quarter. So when I do planning, I go to that basket, pull it over, and what are we going to do in here? And some stuff gets thrown in the garbage. I'm like, we're never going to do it. Yeah. And some actually gets done. So that's kind of how my journey started. And it made me decide that this would be a fantastic complement to the services I offer my clients. I'm like, this has helped me. I know it can help you. You know, there's a little adjustment period and getting the system down pat, but overall, it's one of the best things you could do to get more productive with your action items and to actually get them done. Yes. It's not just this right. never-ending pile of, is it going to go away?
Yeah, it's not going away. So we got to make it pretty and actionable because it's not going away. And we don't really want it to be go away. Like, you don't really want to be done with your to-do list because then that means you're bored and you have nothing to do.
I don't have that problem.
You have more boxes. but if you didn't, like, if all your boxes went away, you'd be bored.
I'd be wouldn't drinking Mai Tais on a beach.
And then after a weekend, you'd be bored because you're just like me. My husband, I think, could do it for a longer period of time than that, especially if he also had a fishing pole. But no, I enjoy vacations and then I enjoy coming home to work because I have things that I want to produce.
I do enjoy working. So I would have to say, I don't know if a week would be long enough. I would like to do it a little longer, but I definitely would want to go back to work because I do thoroughly enjoy what I do and working with my clients.
Now, I have to say, you live in Florida. Mm-hmm. And when we started doing the Sunday Basket workshops and we started doing the very first retreats, I think you were the first certified organizer to actually do a retreat. I think you were, maybe second only to Monique.
Maybe second. If not, I want to thought yeah, Ryan no, no,
you were right there
right around the same time too.
And the reason why I know is because you booked your retreat at the beach. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't even think about that as like a possibility. You're like, yeah. So I've got this place at the beach and we're all going to stay here. And then this is the workshop. And then we're going to go outside for these walks. And I was like, I can't compete with this. No one will ever come to Cincinnati ever. This is back when I was still doing them. I was like, everyone will only go to Jen's retreats because they are at the beach. And I mean, how brilliant is that? You have to organize the paper, or you want to organize the paper, and you're going to prioritize it. Well, why not also get a little bit of walking in, a little bit of spa, a little bit of, you know, toes in the sand? Like, why does it have to be at like a landlocked hotel? It doesn't.
It doesn't. And it was one of the things, I'm like, you're coming for the weekend. So when you're not doing your organizing, you might as well enjoy the rest of the time. And yes, you're working on a project, but who says you can't sit on your balcony for a little while and enjoy a cocktail and watch the sun go down?
Yeah. And I am so like locked in on productivity as many minutes as we possibly can. And when you did that, I was like, oh, that has merit. Like that would be fun.
And we did take cocktail breaks on occasion. So certain people, you know, they may have hit a wall in their organizing. Yeah. So I would be like, hey, why don't we get some fresh air? We'll get a soda at the little tiki bar and just take 15 minutes and smell the salt air. And then we'll go back in. And it worked fantastic. To just give you a little bit more, you know, you took a little break, you celebrated a little for the accomplishments, and then you went back in and you rocked the rest of it out.
You gave people chocolate.
Yes, you did.
Cincinnati is wonderful for many, many things. Tiki bars and sand are not two of the things that you will get when you're in Cincinnati, Ohio. But like, as we went through this pandemic and now we're back and we're starting to open up again, we're recording this in May, we're airing this in October, mm-hmm. which, you know, Florida's like a 12 season, you know, all season state, like you could be out all the time. Like, you really enjoy the in-person retreats, right?
Oh, desperately missed the in-person so much. And I also learned, you know, by doing the mastermind too, that's where I really want to be. I want to be in person and I want to do more in-person events. And I know a lot of people are really like, I love Zoom and the digital and it's great. And I don't have to leave the house. I'm like, what? We don't have to leave the house again? No. Right. I'm not built that way.
Yeah. And I love that. Like, I love that each certified organizer has their uniqueness. And I mean, we talked about in the beginning, like you were my live event coordinator. Like that was the position you had in Organize 365 4 years ago. So it makes sense that you would coordinate these experiences and continue to deep dive into that expertise that you have about, okay, yeah, we're going to get your paper organized. And also we're going to have fun while we do it, which I think would appeal to a lot of people. You've had people come in from pretty far away to go to your beach paper organizing, right?
I had one lady drive 6 hours from the panhandle.
Yep.
And And to this day, she still texts me. She's like, because of that retreat, I have been able to do something I really love that I wasn't able to. I didn't feel comfortable leaving my family until I had certain things organized. But now she's volunteering all over the world. Mm-hmm. So think of, and I got goosebumps, you know, just talking about this. I was like, the task of going to a retreat, banging it out, getting her papers organized. She now feels comfortable enough to leave her teen sons and her husband home without worrying about will they know where anything is. And right. and she's volunteering all over. So she volunteers to, she did something with dengue fever. She volunteered for COVID, you know, all these response teams that she works with. And she's like, I would have never been able to do it without that retreat. And I was like, really? Okay, cool.
I really do think because your paper and your home organization hold you back more than you think they do. Like they just do. And it's not like you can't go travel and do what you need to do, but mentally you're still thinking about that's not really ready. Oh, if somebody asks me for a paper, I can't tell them where it is. Did I really dot all the I's and cross all the T's for my kids that I'm leaving while I'm going to be somewhere else? And so I do have you beat, Jen. I did have someone drive 14 hours to come to one of my Cincinnati paper organizing retreats.
That's motivation there.
You do kind of have to drive. We did have people fly in from California too, which is harder to do with your paper. Like, how do you fly in with your paper? But I will say that now that we have workbox organizing retreats and you're workbox certified and you have so much business knowledge, like you can very easily pack in a carry-on all of your business paper and a laptop and your planner and go to Jen is near Orlando. So go to this retreat, especially if it coincides in any other kind of conference you could be going to. Like there are bazillion, million, trillion conferences in Orlando. If you're going to a conference in Orlando and Jen has a retreat anywhere near that time, like you could do a conference and then you could do your business organizing retreat. And in between you can have more Mai Tais.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
I love that idea.
Yeah. Jen will be like, tell me what conference you're going to. I might go to the conference. Remember when we did that? I was like, I'm coming down for this conference. You're like, me too. I'll go too.
I love a good conference.
Oh my goodness. Me too. They're coming back, right?
Yes. And attending them by Zoom.
I tried a couple. And even as techie as they were, it's not the information. I could buy a course for that.
Yes.
It's the meeting of the people.
Yep.
You need for a conference.
100%.
And super hard to do online. Now, in Brace, we do your breakout group. So you know you're going to meet at least 8 people, but still, it's not as many as when we get to do it in person again. So we know that it filled a need for a few years, but yep. It is not my permanent future idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
So, Jen, you jumped into the Sunday Basket certification before there was a Sunday Basket. So I guess there was no hesitation to do the workbox training because at least there was a workbox for that, right?
Well, I'd already been using a Sunday Basket as a workbox. So it made sense to me. The training of it is just technicality for me. I mean, I don't mean to minimize it. I was already doing it in some form or fashion. I just now have more formal papers and instruction stuff that goes with it.
Yes. What do you like most about our mastermind that we did, like in the redoing of the workboxes?
I really loved hearing what other people were doing and how they were interacting with their clients. And what it did for me is it made me really question what I was doing with mine and what I should be doing. Mm-hmm. And like everyone wanting, there's a lot of people who are really love the Zoom platform and I use it and I love it too, but it made me really realize I love like that. It lights me up to be in person with people.
Yeah.
And that brings me more joy than doing it by Zoom. And I think most of the people I work with the same. So it really made me hone in on how I could really benefit others with the mastermind, whether I did it in person or through Zoom. Mm-hmm. And it made me want to do more of live events. And so I can't do them. Like I can't get them on the schedule fast enough.
Love it. I love it.
Safely,
of course. And you know, we're recording this in May. The CDC has just said that if you're fully vaccinated, that you don't need to be masked in most instances. By the time this airs in October, I have no idea. We could be living on Mars. I cannot even predict into the future anymore. I'm very much someone who is a planner and I have plans, but now I have contingency plans for those plans. I will say the one thing that I was able to do well as a visionary during the pandemic was I was able to see a little bit further than everyone else I was talking to. So like I ordered more Sunday, but I ordered a year worth of Sunday baskets in March of 2020. So I did not wait until the supply chain broke to know that the supply chain was going to break. I knew it was going to break. I just didn't know when and how it was going to break. Things like that, I'm able to see a little bit faster than other people are. I don't know why, maybe because I just read so many different things. But as far as like where business is going to be 3 years from now, nobody knew business was going to be here a year ago. So, you know, I do the plans. And then you just go with it.
Same. And yeah. I mean, I've been talking, I've already been thinking for September of doing a retreat. And it was just like, please, if, you know, life comes yes. back to normal again. But the beauty of being in an in-person retreat is technically you're already spaced out. You have your own 6-foot table to yourself.
Right.
It's like distance shouldn't be an issue. It's just a matter of where we are and how aggressive, you know, everything is going at that moment with masks and, you know, death. I hate to say it, but you know, anything in general. So it's been kind of like, do I plan it? Do I not plan it?
Well, I tell you, we're recording this and, you know, in 2 days goes live all of the book tour dates and, you know, I have all the hotels booked. I have the airplane booked. Like we're ready to go. We're selling tickets and I am holding my breath going, it's all looking really, really good. It's all looking really, really good. You'll be listening to this in October. You will know what happened. I don't know right now. I'm in the past. You're in the future. I wonder how it was. I hope it was as amazing as I thought it was. But we do know that the workbox changes are coming and they will already be rolled out by the time you listen to this podcast. So of the things that we changed, what are you most excited about, Jen?
Of the things that we changed, the customer journey of it, we're really good in the from a Sunday basket perspective on, you know, how you manage your home. I think it's a little more challenging with people's work. And so that's one of the areas the videos have been redone. When I think of the customer journey of it, I think of, you know, figuring out how and what's going to work for you. And not that you don't need an organizer to help you with that, but some people don't. Some people can make that journey on their own and then they get to a stuck point and then they go to an organizer. So I'm really excited about that. The new dashboard where you've redone everything. Those are the things I'm looking forward to, the planners. So I know you do planners with the planning day. And when you do the subscription, you get the smaller one, which I must confess, I still love the big one. So I'm using the big one. So those improve.
Wait until you get the little one, Jen. I would like to hear in October, because have you gotten it in the mail yet? Like it's on its way. Okay. So yeah, I don't know. I think you're going to really like the little one.
Okay.
When I show you how I'm using it differently than the big one, I will agree with you because I'm a nerd. I will have both. So I actually will be doing some planning in the big one, but then the little one is the one I carry with me throughout the quarter to actually achieve those goals. And it really becomes like a diary and a record of everything that happened in that quarter. And then I'm going to have on this bookshelf all these nice little journals for every single quarter. That those are going to be really fun historically, I think.
I'm excited. I'll see.
We'll see.
You may be right. You may be right.
I might be. We'll talk about it at the tiki bar.
I also love the idea that we kind of, and I don't know if this is a spoiler, that it's a business workbox. Instead of defining everybody's business for them, I think that it was kind of narrowed. And then we had to go back out broad again because getting in a little too narrow caused some confusion, in my opinion. And we spent more time having to pull people back out to a broader vision so they could then see themselves in it. And that really made a difference when we were talking with the other organizers about how how to do that, yes, and when to do that. And it really made a huge difference on the improvements in the workbox, I think. And I'm excited to see how it's received.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's been so much fun. Every single person in the mastermind has been working with a person or a company throughout the 5 months that we did the mastermind. So we have been listening to how these workboxes are transforming solopreneurs' businesses, small businesses, even some people are working with companies that have 100 employees, and how they're rolling this out through the company is really exciting to hear. And then for us to all be able to give feedback and then apply what they're doing in their businesses into the companies that we're working with. Yeah, my mind is expanding as to where this is going to go in the future as well. It's super Same. Fun.
Same. And also how we offer it individually as organizers, because every organizer has their own specialty. Yes, we can help people on a general broad, but there are areas or groups of people we naturally gravitate to. And some may be churches, and some may be property managers, and some may be entrepreneurs, and all these different realms of yeah. business. And we're able to help, you know, from one person to hundreds. And it's absolutely amazing.
What are some of the businesses and people that you have been working with most in the last year or so?
Most in the last year, most of them have been entrepreneurs. I've worked with construction, people running construction businesses, church. I've worked with church groups. So not the whole church itself, but running the ladies ministry or running certain aspects or departments, I guess would be a better way when you think of it in a church aspect. Most of them have been, attorneys. So I've worked with several attorneys, and that's been interesting to see how and what. Doulas. So I've worked with a few doulas before, and that industry in itself is super interesting on how that works. Who else? Accountants, real estate people. Real estate has been a big, because that profession can, there's so many different things that happen in real estate. Yes. On a daily basis in your trunk, you know, because you travel around a lot, and in your office, and how to merge those two. And that is always a challenge when I work more individually with real estate agents, because, you know, just because you're a part of a brokerage
right.
doesn't mean everyone has the same specialty. And
right.
you know, organizing your stuff to that specialty has been a big key factor for the success of the real estate agents I've worked with and in their work boxes. And then also expanding their team. So that's, you know, as you, because an agent can become a broker, and then once you become a broker, you normally have more agents, and how to really fit that piece into certain boutique real estate agents, real estate firms. And then again, you go back to the individualized, you know, what the brokerage wants, and then what, you know, you as an individual want for your personal organization. And that's been a very interesting journey to really think through that. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, what is your brokerage offering and training? What are you training on individually? There's so many key factors. What's your retention policy? What's the state policy? Because they're licensed through the state. It's been really... there's a lot of digging. And I think there are questions that we don't naturally ask ourselves, that when we work with an organizer, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, I didn't realize that was a key component on retention policy on papers and or emails or that type of thing. Because it does determine how long you need to take action on it or when. And, you know, so there's a lot of influencing factors that really make the workbox so awesome. Mm-hmm. And then it can be intimidating too, because of some of those factors.
Yeah.
And defining your own systems. I think sometimes mm-hmm. as when I work with entrepreneurs, they're like, I don't have a system. I'm like,
exactly.
You have a system. Let's talk through that a little. What do you do?
It's in your head.
Yeah. It is. And that's the thing. It is in their head. They haven't defined it on paper. And they're right. like, oh, I didn't realize that was taking me 7 hours and it should only take me a half an hour. So
Yeah, it's so true. Like you just, or when you actually talk through things with another person, you go, oh, those 8 steps could actually just drop to 3.
Yes.
Or those 3 steps actually need to be 5. Like sometimes you have to add, sometimes you need to subtract, but until you really stop and think about it, you just keep trying to get the to-do list done. And once the to-do list gets in a manageable place in the first, 6 to 8 weeks of the Sunday basket or the workbox, that's when you get a little bit more time and your mental capacity back. And then you could say, okay, should I even be doing what I'm doing? Should I be doing it in this order? Should somebody else be doing it? Like, what if I just drop that client entirely and go with this over here? Like, it's when you are able to think that then you're able to make a lot more forward process.
Totally. And helping people with that process. I love the light bulb moment where they're like,
I know, I love it.
It's really great. And if you've been trudging for a while, because when working with entrepreneurs, you can't get it all done. You want to get it all done. That to-do list never ends. And, filtering through what should, what is, and what is not going to get done, makes a huge difference. And then the light bulb moment of, oh, I could delegate this. And, if I defined this a little further, it would make it easier for me to hand it off. And just those moments are really what make it all worthwhile. And I love doing it on an individual basis with my clients and with everybody I work with. And I love having that moment myself too. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. When you have a breakthrough with a client, it's a breakthrough for you as well.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. Now I got to go tell this other client about this, because this would work in their business as well. I love that part as well.
Yes.
So Jen, tell everyone the name of your business, where you're physically located, and which social media platforms you use the most.
Okay. The name of my business is Seasonal Navigation Organizing. I am located in Sanford, Florida, and I am on Facebook and Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube. I'm on all the things, but I am mostly on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm about to get a little more strategic about that.
Yeah. It's like a moving target.
It is. It really is.
Social media is like, I'm going to get more strategic. Oh, they changed the rules. Oh, they changed the algorithm. Oh, they changed the platform. All right. Now I'm going to get more strategic about that. So yeah. The joys of entrepreneurship.
Yes. I mean, you roll with the baby.
Exactly. Jen, thank you so much for being a guest on the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you so much for having me and thinking of me when you were thinking of guests. I really, really appreciate it. And I am excited to see what the book tour brings and all the new changes in the workbox.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.